Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today.
Still fighting. Stay in attack formation. I'm on the leader.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
122 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 18 seconds, the most important election in world history. You can cut the suspense with a knife. All right, I am particularly prepared today. I did about 4 hours of research preparation last night. I've done at least 4 hours today. And I get really mad at myself at the end of a show if I haven't hit most of it, and most of the time I only hit like half of it. I've got to hit all this new breaking news, plus a bunch of stuff the last few days that I said I would get to that is incredibly important but didn't get to. So let me just do this. Let me tell you who's coming on the broadcast. Reverend Schmalley is, or Rabbi Schmalley, excuse me, His Holiness, is going to be on with us in the third hour for a debate. He's been very well known and popular for a long time, like going back decades ago to the Howard Stern Show. The guy's a complete maniac, or he's a comedian, or a mix of the two. And I said, "Will you come on the show?" And he said, "Yes, I'll debate you. I'll destroy you. I'll crush you." I don't want to have a debate with this guy where he projects what I believe, and then I debate that straw man. I talked to him yesterday, and I said, "Can we just have a discussion?" People expect me to just attack this guy and then try to project this guy's behavior onto Judaism in general. This interview will piss off the white supremacists and also people that are very upset for good reasons with Israel, because I'm not intending to just attack this guy, though I disagree with much of what he says. But if he attacks me, which I don't think he'll be able to control himself, there's a certain piranha-like nature to him, I'll be honest. Very, very cute, kind of like a gremlin or something, that if he does the attacks, then I'm going to let him have it. But it should be informative and interesting, to say the least. But I'd really like to get this guy to worry about the New World Order and the poison shots and what faces us all, instead of the tunnel vision, only thinking about Israel constantly. But regardless, that's coming up. Now, Owen Benjamin is a great talk show host and comedian. Don't agree with some of what he has to say, but he's interesting. I agree with a lot of what he has to say. He's very funny. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour today. So look for that. Now, interspersed between this, I have got my work cut out for me. And I already did this morning. I was like, how am I going to hit all this that I'll come to in a very rapid machine gun fire when we return here, and some stations join us in just a minute. But Gerald Morgan of Stephen Crowder wanted me to come on their show this morning, and then later they said, well, actually, we're just going to make an announcement. And then they said, can we come on and talk about this so people know how important these internal operations and attacks have been? And I said, yeah, absolutely, because they've been big supporters of me when almost nobody else was, when I was deplatformed. And I've also known the inside baseball just because I had some of the same lawyers and some of the cases I've been involved in as they have in divorce proceedings. So I was privy to this information a year and a half ago. I was shown the information. And so I knew it was true, and I knew that he was being set up. And now they released damning information. And the reason this is important, you have to understand, I saw Eric Trump on Fox the other day. He said, for everything you hear about us being attacked for, there are nine other things going on every day. And I never really tell you about the stuff that goes on behind the scenes very little, because I don't want to be distracted. But these tactics are being orchestrated from the deep state. There's no doubt about it. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3, on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, get ready for this. I'm going to run through the main headline stacks, and then I'm going to start plowing through them. And we've got some huge guests up today. I'm going to find the details on the front page of InfoWars.com and Real Alex Jones on X. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, Israel started bombing Rafah yesterday, where they've herded all the Palestinians down to that area. And Trump has told Israel's major newspaper it's a big mistake and they are destroying themselves in the eyes of the world. And that's a friendly thing from Trump. And Trump is a smart guy about the PR. And people don't like seeing innocent children with their arms and legs blown off. And we're now 5+ months into this. And what Hamas did was terrible and I'm against it. And said, hunt them down and kill them, but don't level everything. Israel unleashes major airstrikes on Syria and in Lebanon as well. UN expert hired by the UN, a lawyer out of Italy to review what Israel's doing, says that Israel, it appears, is committing genocide. Israel attempts to eradicate Hamas is only leading to even greater radicalization. Big article on InfoWars.com. Countless new videos of little girls and boys with their arms and legs blown off. It's just absolutely terrible. Meanwhile, Russia attack. Russia blames West and Kiev for jihadist massacre. The head of the Russian FSB says that they caught him going back into Ukraine, that they have confessed to being trained in Ukraine, and that they're preparing to put a report out soon proving all of this. So that is a huge deal. We got a big stack on the Ukraine situation, two massive stacks on the open border and just the total insanity. Harrison Smith did a great research piece linking to all the documents. It was worse than I thought. The average illegal alien is being given over $100,000 a year in money, not to mention all of the other goodies and all the services. It is insane, from hotels to laundry to room service to babysitters. I mean, this is how you bankrupt a country. That's just part of the stack. The stack's 2 inches thick. It's all just completely insane. They're now coming out and saying at least six presumed dead after the huge cargo ship disaster in the Baltimore Harbor that took down that giant bridge, and it's already causing major logistical nightmares on a chain reaction on the East Coast. And they are now saying that clearly the engine failed, the backup systems failed, and it looks like they did drop their anchors, but that wasn't soon enough, so it swung around into the bridge. But that still could have been a cyber attack, experts are saying, because someone could have gone into the computer systems and done that, and now it's confirmed that it did have modern computer system upgrades on the ship. I mentioned this yesterday, but I never got into it. It's huge. Facebook in Europe given $20 billion to work with the government to not just censor Facebook, but all other internet. You say, well, that's Europe. Well, it's coming here. In fact, it's already been done here. It was just done secretly. Massively important information. They're using the spying of Facebook hired as a spy company, not just on their own platform, to put people in jail and fine people. And now they're coming after X. We have a giant stack dealing with mainstream news, government documents admitting, going back 3 years, that when they gave people the mRNA shots, it was causing turbo cancers. There's new big studies out on that. This out of the most prestigious journals in the world. It ties into Kate Middleton and her cancer and a lot more. We will also get into some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, trying to shut down independent media with Gerald Morgan of the Great Operation in Dallas, or up there in Frisco with the Louder with Crowder crew, as well, what they've gone through. Because you can say, well, you know, we don't want to just talk about stuff going on behind the scenes on air. What's the point of that? Well, occasionally, and I'm kind of on the border on this, I might not have talked about it, but they have, and they're friends, and I respect them, and they're the good guys. They're tired of being persecuted, so they want to talk about it, and the information's damning, extremely damning. So we'll talk about that with Gerald Morgan coming up here in about 20 minutes, 21 minutes from now to be exact. More on the dollar plunging and what is behind all of that information. Also, I like RFK Jr. overall. I think he does a lot of good work. He's very smart, very talented, very hard worker, and I admired, you know, his father and his uncle. But the rest of the family are captive of the Democratic Party, and it looks like he has chosen his running mate, who is not just in the Soros orbit, Nicole Shanahan, but is a Soros top operative and a super deep stater, and of course formerly married to the head of Google. So I have to say that I am telling everybody that I absolutely think that overall RFK with this pick is being brought forward to take votes from Trump. Most of his political attack so far has taken votes away from Biden, but I'm beginning to see changes. And so I have to say that this is extremely disturbing, and that a black cloud now hangs over RFK Jr. There, I said it. Also, Planned Parenthood caught illegally selling late-term abortion babies for harvesting. We've got all of that information. We have Jill Biden complains that the banning of sexually explicit pedophile books in schools to the rise of Nazi Germany. So they're the ones really banning books, period, and putting people in jail for their speech and all of this. And then if independent school districts don't want child porn, basically, in the schools, it's borderline illegal. Cartoons of adults having sex with children, you name it, very graphic cartoons. That is not censorship. That is protecting our children. Now, what I do think is borderline is Florida has passed a law restricting people under 14 from social media. I think that's a smart move, but it's for the parents to do. But that is a law. We'll be looking at all of this and more today. And there's no way I can do this justice today. So I'm going to cover this in at least 2-hour emergency, commercial-free, special live event at 6 p.m. tomorrow when the War Room ends on the InfoWars Network, on the InfoWars.com/showstreams. It'll be open for the radio stations and TV stations to pick it up. And it'll be, of course, simulcast on X at Real Alex Jones. I'm going to do a 2-hour at least live deep dive on the total solar eclipse. But I am going to talk some about that right now, and then I'm going to delve into what's happening in Israel and then bring on the CEO of Louder with Crowder and Mug Club. Great guy, really classy guy, Gerald Morgan. Now, let's put the live show headline up for everyone, please, on screen. And this says it all about the total solar eclipse. People have been asking me about this for a month. There's been massive hype. I was asked about it in an Academy sporting goods store by five people. Oh, and by the way, before I get into this, I just want to give the New World Order a little report on their attacks on me. Because I don't say this, again, to brag. I say this because I'm a gauge of I'm totally demonized, totally attacked by the corporate media. And you would think that would hurt somebody. Almost every person in a packed academy, and I just went in there to buy some exercise clothes. And I'm in there about 20, 30 minutes, and every person, in fact, it was everyone, every person I walked by with my shopping cart shook my hand and was a listener and told me to keep going. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young, the lady at the checkout, the other checkout guy, the manager at the front door. I probably took 50 selfies while I was in there. I mean, that is devastating. I've never had that ratio of everyone.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
A transgender cult famously killed themselves, and you're wearing their Nike tracksuits and drinking their vodka and taking barbiturates and getting in their beds to send their spirits up to the spaceship they said was following the tail of the comet. So you might have some weirdo groups kill somebody or kill themselves or do something stupid, because every time something gets hyped, the crazies attach themselves to it. But there is zero reason for all of this other than the government trying to scare people and create fear, but that's secondary, and promote mumbo-jumbo. But what it is, because I've got all the articles and all the documents right here, is a martial law drill. So this is a test of the Obama kill switch, of martial law, of a government takeover, of communications, and it's a test getting all the local governments at one time to be unified under Homeland Security. Overhead shot, please. So here is the track of the eclipse when the moon will block out the sun because they are lined up. Kind of like you put your hand in front of a flashlight in the dark and suddenly you can't see the beam. Maybe it shoots through your hand. Maybe your hand glows red. But you're in a closet. You turn on a flashlight, you can see. You put your hand over it, you can't see. So it's simple. The moon goes in front of the sun. I know the audience knows this, but some Democrats are listening and may not. And you cover up the light source. That's all this is. And so all over the country, they're declaring civil emergency, even in states that will barely even see it, because you only see it in a small track that comes in by some of the resorts down there in southern western Mexico, Puerto Vallarta. And then it goes right up through the middle of Mexico, right up through Texas, South Texas, right over Central Texas, right over East Texas, right over us in Austin, right over my parents' ranch in East Texas, and then goes on out over the Midwest and then into the East and then tracks out over Maine and then goes out over the Atlantic Ocean. So this is nothing. And it won't even be totally dark. It just, but the birds start singing again like they're about to go to sleep. The birds start getting in the trees. And then it's this eerie, beautiful sky. It was blue skies, one they had last year that was almost total. And it was gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And magical. And cool. And had nothing to do with the end of the world, nothing to do with all of this ridiculous fear-mongering going on. And so now we know exactly why it's being done. Here's some headlines. National Guard will be deployed for total solar eclipse on April 8th. National Guard, this is Newsweek, be deployed for solar eclipse. Solar Eclipse Summit ties state local plans together. This is what it's all about. This is a martial law drill. That's what a civil emergency is they suspend normal stuff. This is martial law. This is taking the gun off safety. Department of Health, Homeland Security urge safe viewing of April 8th eclipse. So that's the crowd that wears their mask indoors or whatever. It's everything's scary. Everything's nanny state. Everything's evil. The government will protect you. Solar eclipse. Hospitals prepare for emergency disaster as thousands across the U.S. stargaze. Is there an emergency for the 150,000 that died last year of fentanyl? And the 500,000 that overdosed and almost died or more? No, that's not an emergency. But this isn't going to cause one death. It's not like you flip the lights off and you're suddenly in the dark. It's slowly, over 30, 40 minutes, darkens, and then it looks like twilight, and then it turns back on. It's like a dimmer in your house. So it's like you slowly, over 45 minutes, dim the lights. Then over the next 45 minutes, you slowly turn the lights back on. And the government is saying, oh, my God, we've got the military on standby. How about you send the military to the border to actually arrest illegal aliens? That's the crisis. How New York State officials are preparing for the solar eclipse, declaring an emergency. FAA issues warning ahead of April 8th, total solar eclipse. And it goes on and on. Here's Austin declaring an emergency. Oh, no. So that's what they're doing. It's just more get you ready for martial law, just like the lockdowns and all that they now admit are for carbon lockdowns, greenhouse gas lockdowns that they want to roll out. They've already tested in India where, oh, you can't use your car today. You're like, I'll still use it. Oh, really? We got kill switches and all the new ones now. That's what the technocracy is really all about. All right, so that's a prelude into the deep dive we'll be doing tomorrow at 6 p.m. after the War Room with Owen Schroyer. It's 3 to 6 p.m. Central. All right, we've got Gerald Morgan coming on to give you an inside look on what it's like to be a talk show host at this level if you're a conservative and the types of things that go on and how people recruit your family, even if they can, or people around you to engage in things that, in my opinion, just aren't too friendly. So they have filed lawsuits on folks for a reported alleged extortion scheme. And I saw these emails over a year ago. People ask, why have you supported Steven Crowder? Because I know a establishment campaign when I see one with the corporate press and Democrat Party lawyers openly working against somebody because I've been through this rodeo. I've been in quite a few rodeos already, and so I don't then just jump on people when dirty tricks are played, especially when all they've ever done is good things for me and have proven themselves and are classy people. But the system knows when you're classy that you don't like having yourself lied about or, quote, brought down or destabilized. That's what's in these emails. Personally, me, this only makes me fight harder, and I actually enjoy it. I've been through so much now, I actually enjoy it. Sound like when you're 13, take your first shot of Jack Daniels, it tastes terrible, you don't like it, burns, you want to go, but you know, after you've been drinking it a while, it tastes like lemonade. Drink the whole damn bottle at once. I'm saying I'm proud of that, but I can chug a whole bottle of Jack Daniels. Medium-sized one. Tastes like mama's milk now. So, it's now I like it, so... But Stephen hasn't been hammered and tortured as long as I have. He certainly doesn't enjoy it, but it's made him fight harder. But I think it's important to get this over with, move on, set the record straight, and then never talk about it again. Because people don't like their character impugned, especially when they have all the proof and all the information that they're the ones being set up. But their lawyers tell them, don't release it yet, try to fix this. And then, of course, it ever gets fixed because there's forces behind the scenes that don't want that to happen. Speaking of forces out there, a lot of folks want this place shut down. But the real reason you want to get the products isn't just to support us. They are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, X3, the highest quality iodine for ingestion. The missing link, so good for all your cellular function. It is so important. X3 is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. We have the strongest, hands-down, turmeric out there. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. 95% humanoid for inflammation, your immune system, everything else. It's discounted 40%, but that sale's got to end. It's got to end. The X3 sale's going to keep going for a while, but the other one's about to end. And also, 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force, that sale's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That maniac rabbi, Shmoly, is going to be debating me in the third hour today. That is going to be interesting. And coming up, Trump tells Israel he made a big mistake. We've got huge amounts of news on the poison shot and Princess Kate Middleton. And we've got massive news on the open borders and some of the biggest developments yet. New York Mayor Eric Adams, while telling people he didn't want the illegals, has been giving them massive prepaid credit cards, free money, in the tens of thousands of dollars on top of up to $90,000 they give the illegal aliens, on top of all the other services like concierge, room service, laundry, child care. Wow. Absolutely insane, but you don't pay your property tax because you're sick or you had a heart attack. They take your house. That's state government, but it's all just completely out of control. That's all coming up next hour. Big developments on the cargo ship. disaster, this terrible VP choice that RFK Jr. has brought in. I am now absolutely against his candidacy. I would never vote for him now. I was going to vote for Trump anyways, but I still like what RFK Jr. does. And I'd rather be talking about all these really interesting topics right now. We will next hour, but let me tell you, Stephen Crowder is a professional, classy guy. So is Gerald Morgan. So is his crew. And I have been through what they've been through, even up against some of the same players behind the scenes. And so when Stephen had these big campaigns against him the last 2 years, and I go up there quite a bit to go on their show, and also I produce a show with them once a week on the Mug Club. They're just great people. Love Joe Lewis. That's my real reason to go up there. Coolest dog ever. I mean, really coolest dog ever. And they showed me this stuff a year and a half ago. You want to see this? I said, I believe you. No, just see it. Emails. And they said, does this look like extortion to you? And I said, well, yeah, you'll have to find that in a court of law, but that's what it looks like to me. You know, if he doesn't give us all the money, we're going to bring him down. We're going to destabilize him. We're going to get him. And then really famous Democrat Party operative lawyers and stuff that are just defying seediness. And so this is what the system does. Stephen Crowder kept his divorce quiet and secret for 2 years. His ex-wife, who I have nothing against, I think met once, he has two children with, went public and was part of this campaign that we saw in the mainstream media, carefully crafted, and they talk in the emails about carefully crafting the narrative and they're wargaming it. It's all right there. And so when Gerald was live on air today, as I was watching, he was posting on X. We're going to show it to you right now. You can go there and look at it on the Bottom with Crowder Mug Club handles. You can see the emails that they got through the court process in divorce court. And so people are like, okay, we like Stephen. We know he's being attacked. Let's move on. You need to understand what I just saw yesterday when I was getting a coffee in the afternoon in the break room, and they had Fox on, and it's Fox Business, somebody put it on that, and it was Eric Trump. He said, listen, for every attack you know about, there's nine more, he's the word nine, every day you don't know about. So I want listeners to know, as bad as you see the stuff happening to Trump, it's way worse. As you've heard some of the stuff that's happened to me, it's way worse, okay? And I don't say that as a victim. You need to understand, this is industrial level. In what's going on in my life and my family, I'm going to leave it at that. It later came out because they started infighting with each other, and I'm not going to even say who. And it came out in court, recorded messages with the New York Times, with these Democrat Party lawyers, literally talking about bringing me down, and literally talking about all things they're going to do, and then the employees that we know separately would be approached by the Daily Mail. And they would have bidding contests, and they would meet with top Democrat Party lawyers. They'd fly into L.A. And I've never aired all this. I have all this. I have the recordings. I have everything. It's insane. And that's because they started fighting with each other and put it out. So there's no honor amongst these people. So, and I'm not going to put all this out because people already know. No one's bought it. It's only made us bigger. Praise God. But with Stephen, he's never said anything in response. So now he is. They didn't want to do this. But 3+ years into this, they have brought the goods. Okay? But this is how this works. Okay? And so we've had this happen here where you hire somebody as an intern. You pay them $15 an hour, paid intern. And they go around and try to get other employees to use the N-word. They're here 2 months. Nobody will do it. And then they go to the newspaper and say everyone uses the N-word. So this is, we had the Southern Poverty Law Center successfully infiltrated and did a year-long operation, but the person was compartmentalized just as an editor. And I wasn't sure about the person, so I just said, you know, let him be an editor over there. Don't involve him in anything. And then sure enough, hacked into the systems, didn't get much, but, I mean, we're talking espionage, okay? So when I tell you about me, and we'll skip this break coming up and give Gerald some time here, I have been run over by the same truck as Steven Crowder. And by the way, I've been backed over a few times by it, too. I'm not trying to keep score here, but let me tell you, they really took the brass knuckles to me. Okay. So I've seen this truck. It's run me over. It's knocked my teeth out. I've literally tasted its hubcaps. And so that's why I stand with Steven Crowder. He stood with me when almost no one else did, when I first got banned, when everybody else ran scared. He would have me on maybe once a year. He'd come on my show once a year. He had his own thing. We were friends, but not. When he saw me get attacked, he really came in and supported me. And so I've been kind of a confidant with him some, and also I would say I've helped him some because I've been through more of this than him. And so kind of a, advisor. And so that's where we are. Gerald Morgan's a great business owner, great entrepreneur with great companies he's already had. He's come in and really taken Steven Crowder's operation to the next level. And so here we are talking about this because it's a snapshot into the underworld of the New World Order and how it comes after us.
Absolutely. So, Alex, I think you understated, man. You've been backed over 100 times by this thing. You've tasted every single piece of machinery on the bus that they've been trying to run you over with. But like you said, we didn't want to do any of this. None of this had to be this way, right? We weren't looking to end up in lawsuits with people and end up talking about it on our show. Like, we want to do comedy. We want to talk politics. We want to talk about the important issues of the day and produce content that people enjoy. But what people didn't know kind of came out a little bit yesterday. Jared released a video trying to raise some funds, make some claims about us that were completely bogus claims that we addressed. And I'll give you a bit of a timeline here in a second. But for the last year and a half, what people didn't know is that everything that they saw in public was a well-orchestrated plan. And I'll read some of these assets so you can go to my Twitter handle at G Morgan Jr. and see all of those there. But the plan was to assimilate damaging PR assets and wage a negative publicity campaign against Steven. Right? Negative campaign against Steven. And the basic intent was to try and get more out of him. And so I'll just read what was from Hillary's father. Again, we're not coming with speculation. We're not coming with opinions. This is stuff that is publicly available, that is in these lawsuits, that you can go and find, that I can give you the receipts.
And again, not everybody follows this. So this is the soon-to-be ex-wife.
Soon-to-be ex-wife.
This has been going on 3 years. They made it public. Yep. And now this stuff sounds like DNC hacked emails or something. I mean, the terms they use, I mean, this sounds like something that,
yeah.
I'm not saying it came out of Langley, Virginia, but it's that's what the stuff in WikiLeaks reads like. Start reading this.
Yeah, so this is a message from Hillary's father to the family, and Hillary liked it. So the type of team I want, they understand right-wing media, they are familiar with who Steven is and that world, and things that would destabilize him. Like, Alex, you've been through this. Things that would destabilize a person. And I'll tell you why. Fully understand and agree that Hillary's goals and expectations for the outcome of this divorce are reasonable and understandable, not necessarily according to Texas family law precedent, but by employing a media Brian Friedman and PR strategy that will significantly threaten this public persona and brand. The reason that this was happening, they were going through divorce, got it. Those things happen. It sucks when it happens. It can get messy sometimes because people are frustrated. Totally understand that. When a campaign is launched in April of last year, and even really before that, but really came to a head with the release.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-hour clean energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Session with their therapist that took place in my home. Now, I haven't released that, but I know it to be fact because Hillary herself said it. It's absolutely a lie. She knows it's a lie. She's used it to manipulate both me and everybody else when they release a video like that and she doesn't include any context of what was going on. And you can say Stephen was being a jerk on the patio. Being a jerk, fine. I understand that. You need to know everything else that was going on there. People argue. It's messy. Stephen said it himself. I'm not perfect.
But that's how this works. That's how this works, though, is, again, the corporate media, the establishment, the people behind the scenes manipulating the different individuals. And there's a lot more damning stuff in the emails. I mean, it's all right there. So read some more of it in the time we have.
Well, so let me just kind of go through here another one between Hillary, Hillary's father to Hillary and other family members in another group text. The longer the divorce proceedings go on, the worse the outcome for SC, S. Crowder, Stephen Crowder. Developing damaging OKPR assets should be pursued. That deliverable is up to us, not the legal team. I wonder why it's up to you and not the legal team. I wonder why three divorce attorneys later, people have been leaving left and right, man. Like, I wonder why that's up to you. It's because that's not what you're supposed to do in a divorce. You're supposed to handle this privately, which is what Stephen wanted to do until the divorce proceedings, I think, were leaked first by Abby Libby on Twitter. We hadn't mentioned it.
But that's a key point because the whole divorce system talks, especially when I'm successful, you guys are successful, you have top lawyers. So top lawyers talk to the other lawyers. And, yeah, what three rounds of lawyers reportedly wouldn't do what they were being told to do. So then they go get this famous sleazebag.
Yeah. And they get Brian Friedman to launch a campaign against us and to get articles published. They try to make us look as bad as possible, and we didn't comment on all this stuff. It wasn't true, but we didn't comment on these things because we didn't want to. But let me. Here's two things that I want you to know. I went back to destabilizing, right? Destabilizing Steven Crowder. Hillary tried to have Joe Lewis taken away from Steven Crowder. His dog.
By the way, his dog taken away. Crew, can you go just online and type in Steven Crowder's dog, Joe Lewis? I mean, this dog is a sweetheart.
Absolute sweetheart. You know the dog. I mean, Joe Lewis, it just wants pets from everybody. She tried to have him removed. She falsely claimed that Joe was dangerous, citing the previous owner. Okay?
And by the way, this breed of dog is a large hunting dog that's as nice as a Labrador. Yeah. These are known as one of the nicest breeds. What's the type? I looked into them.
Doggo Argentino.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic. I let this dog hang out, like, licks my kids' noses. They love him to death. Like, I've got two very young kids. No problem whatsoever. Fortunately, Steven had kept the contact information for the previous owner, reached out, and they signed an affidavit stating that it was not only false, but it was the exact opposite. This is a very friendly dog. There's no problem with this dog being anywhere, but she tried to have him removed. Again, everything that you can in a well-orchestrated plan to destabilize Steven Crowder. Here's the other thing. She also claimed that she was poor. Basically, in one of her responses, when we sued her for extortion, essentially tortious interference, she basically said, like, I don't have enough money to do that. Well, she's being paid $25,000 per month by Steven Crowder right now. And according to Texas family law, when you get a divorce, all of the divorce expenses are paid out of community assets. It's the estate for the marital estate. And Steven Crowder is the only one currently contributing to that estate. You can do the math there. The man is paying to sue himself. It is absolutely unbelievable. And Alex, all of that, as bad as that is, would have stayed private, except for relentless, repeated violations of agreements by Jared that you voluntarily entered. You repeatedly violated that agreement, and an obvious pattern of behavior of this PR campaign that is never ending from Hillary and her team. Otherwise, even then, all of that stuff would have stayed private. It's hard. It's difficult for people to go out there and to assume the worst about you and to attack you. You know exactly what I'm talking about. They do it all the time, and you stay quiet. You stay quiet. They can't stay quiet anymore. It's time for the facts to come out in this.
All right, well, to be specific, people can all go read it on your handle on X, and they can read the lawsuit that is alleging extortion. And I think with these emails, you just read some of them, I will give my opinion. I think this is clear cut because, hey, his offer's very reasonable. The multiple sets of lawyers say that. They won't take it. They quit. More lawyers come in, and they're talking about, we're going to deliver this stuff to the media. You know, I mean, didn't she want, like, control of the company or something? Some of this is from memory.
She just basically is asserting, again, all this information is public information. She was basically just asserting, like, that's hers. Everything is hers. We don't get to do Mug Club. That's hers. We don't get to do our undercover unit. That's hers. We don't get to hire people. We don't get to partner with people. That's all hers. Every single bit of it is hers. It's always more, 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 more. And look, it just has to stop. The only way that we can get it to stop is to come out and tell you guys the truth and provide receipts.
Well, that's exactly what happened in my case. And what ended up happening when the individual literally wanted everything was they got very little and expended the money that was there in the fight. So
yeah,
it's very sad
exactly
to
right.
watch people behave like this.
Yeah, this could have been handled so much differently. Like, it gives me no pleasure to be in the position that I'm in where I have to choose between defending the 30-plus employees that are working here in this company or suing somebody. I don't have a choice. If you back me into that corner, I will absolutely fight like hell to make sure that I save this company and the people that work here and what
well,
we
it's
do
about,
in our
I mean, employees are important, and so is Stephen's name, but and of course the children who are darling, but know them well, but they're always up at the office. But this is about the country and free speech, and it's about tactics yep. that are used that are the same over and over and over again. And so that's why this is so important. But for anybody, while you guys basically stayed silent, that wanted to attack you guys, they certainly have egg on their face. These emails are damning to the other side. They are totally vindicating Steven Crowder and the whole operation.
Yeah, well, and I hope people will go and read them and take a look at them and look at it with a fresh set of eyes. And again, we don't want any more to come out. We've got more. We haven't put everything
oh,
out.
Oh, boy, do you.
We want to make we just want everybody to agree to go and do what they said legally that they would do. That's it. and handle the divorce privately. We're happy to do that. This is just trying to make sure that that happens. They've shown no willingness to do that.
Well, have you seen The Wizard of Oz where she tries to take Toto? I mean, come on, come on, come on, Hillary.
I know.
I mean, you're not casting for the next Wizard of Oz here, are you, to fly around on a broom? I mean, just stop it. You're going to lose.
Well, this isn't the first dog that she's done something like this to. There's another one in the mix that anybody know where Betty went? I'll let some people do some research there. It is a pattern of behavior.
And also the threats being delivered to the house.
Yep. This is in the text message. She doxed the address that was a private address that I personally went through great lengths to make sure never got out, because Steven sometimes riles people up. Go figure. Tell some jokes maybe that they don't like. And the kids sleep there part of the time because he has this kind of shared custody agreement, whatever they have in place. And she intentionally doxed it, saying, I wish people would know that he lives at this address, and states the address. And then shortly after that, a package arrives that's a threatening package, a potato. It's the weirdest thing in the world that had a threatening message written on it that happened to come from the post office within about 10 miles of where Jared lives. And she docks the address to Jared. It's very, very easy to see what was going on there. And, of course, Stephen had no idea at the time that that happened. Just got a package.
Well,
all of a sudden, your safety is compromised.
Look, I do this show to fight the New World Order. I got into this because I wanted to defend the Second Amendment and property rights 30 years ago. But a lot of people get into conservative media because it's popular, but because they're Hollywood types and they're not... It's very dangerous, folks, hiring people. We finally, we've had overall been very done well for the amount of employees we have compared to other people. But and it's in Hollywood. It's in all the major news media, the constant lawsuits, the constant backstabbing, the constant sexual harassment crap, the constant everything. And it's just what's bringing this culture down. Liberalism and the left is everywhere. Hey, God bless you. How do people, again, go find the documents? I'm going to repost.
Go find the document. Yeah. Thank you for reposting. I appreciate it. Check us out on X. You can go to at G Morgan Jr. You'll see all of them there. And then obviously we did the video this morning detailing all of that. So keep up the fight, brother. I love seeing you.
Okay, listen. My only advice, and I know this is, and to Stephen, because I know he's a sweet guy and it upsets him, is to just enjoy it. Because you wouldn't be getting this type of spiritual attack. That's what directs it all.
Yeah.
If you weren't doing great work. And you guys have so many great fans. Everywhere I go, people bring up the show. And I love to be part of it. And you guys are an awesome operation.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Alex. I appreciate it. That means a lot.
See you, Gerald. All right, folks. That's what goes on. So we got all this important stuff in the world, but when one of the top conservative talk show hosts in the country is being flame broiled and had all the goods before, and like Gerald said, because I've been shown it, I'm like, no, I believe you. They're like, no, look at it. And I was even shown more stuff to do with the Daily Wire that everyone brought out. And that's the only reason they got in this defensive position, was they were discovering all this stuff going on. And it's just a mess, folks. All right, I'm going to shift gears into all the big world news and all the incredible stuff going on when we start the next hour. And that's just in 2 minutes. We'll be back. It is a jam-packed transmission. The bombing of Rafah began yesterday. Huge developments on the Ukraine situation. The FSB says it was the U.S. and NATO that attacked the theater. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.